Blog Talk Radio.
Watch the major lows.
I'm not sure what that means, but it's Saturday. And we've got Seldom Heard Elvis plus Great Rock and Roll with Jenny, of course. And that was Spiral Staircase from the late 60s. I love you more today than yesterday. As if you couldn't tell. But, yeah, they came out to our high school once. I was a senior in high school. And they were working out on the west side, on top of the hill, at a place they called Sunset Hill. Yeah, imaginative, right? But anyway, they were working out there. And I guess my music teacher went out there one night, just checking stuff out, and asked him to come to the high school and talk to us about music careers and stuff. And so they said, sure. You know, bands sucker into almost anything. So they came out. And we killed about an hour of their time and never did talk about careers in music business.
Oh, gosh.
Almost everything else, but never talked about that. So, you know, that was okay. That was okay. Mm-hmm. But it just, you know, when you get to do something like that, when you're a teenager, and you're in high school and stuff, and you get to meet somebody who's actually making a living in music, it's really kind of special, and you remember it. You remember it. Little triggers, you know, like that song. It was fun. It was fun to actually meet them. Not like I hadn't already been introduced to that sort of thing, because by my fiancé at that time was a guitar player in a band. So I'd kind of been there already. You know, but it was neat to meet others that are actually doing it. You know? So it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool. All right. Let's get this show on the road. And we hope it's not melted. I mean, you know, asphalt kind of melts when it gets hot enough. You know what I mean? So, but it has cooled down to 100 degrees here.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, 100 is better than 111 or 115. You know, I'll take 100 over for others. But it just seems kind of funny to say it's cooled down to 100 degrees.
Well,
alrighty. Jeez.
Gosh, it's cloudy. Yeah. And 85 here, and I've been out mowing, and I hurt my back. Came in, and I haven't even had time to take a shower. It's hurting so bad. So I took an Advil first, and then I happened to think that I had some CBD cream, and I put some of that on it, and it's very hard to reach that area, and it's right by my shoulder blade in the back. And anyway, I finally managed to get some of it on it, and I'm trying to get the pain down as we speak. And so anyway, I ordered the CBD, but it won't arrive until Tuesday. So anyway.
Well, that doesn't help you now.
No, it doesn't, but hopefully this will work. But what happened is my steering wheel on the mower has gotten tighter for some reason, and it's harder for me to turn. So I need to get my repair guy out here and get that taken care of. I had a heating man out here yesterday, and tell me something. Why is it that these plumbers and repair people always have to have their pants below the equator?
Oh, I think it's requirement. I think they've written that into law.
Well, you know, it makes you want to just stick a couple of flowers in there.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It makes me want to pour ice water down it. Hey, guess what? You can see South London here. Fix it. Yeah, ice water comes to mind. Nothing nice like flowers. No. No.
Anything to cover that up. Anything to look better.
They don't care. You know, they're plumbers, electricians. They don't care. They don't care. So if you do something that really makes them notice it, maybe they'll take a little more notice. It's like, you know what, dude? This is pretty gross. Here, have some ice water. Kick! Hit the ceiling. Okay, now you can fix the hole in the ceiling your head just made. All right.
Oh, God. Oh,
that sunshine. Yeah, you know. No. If I want to see that area, there's only a certain circumstance I want to see it under, and it ain't from a plumber or an electrician fixing stuff in my house. That's not it.
Oh, wrong.
Okay, we've got some really good stuff that John gave me for today, and I'm thanking God for him right now, because I really need, this is laugh stuff, this is fun stuff, this is funny and fun, it will make you laugh, and I need that so much right now. You know, stuff is just, things are just dragging on forever, and it's getting to me today, but you know what, this is going to fix it. Here we go.
Okay,
right now,
good.
We're going to do one from the February 23rd, 1970 closing show. It's Now or Never.
Oh. guys remember this now or never? Now or never?
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're here, the time is near. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like the river, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never.
Gave that to me for Thursday, or yeah, I think it was for Thursday, and I just didn't have time to do it. So we're going to have a lot of Elvis songs today, guys.
Okay.
This is going to be so cool. You're going to love it.
Right.
You can gush if you want to. I expect it. If you don't gush, I'll think you're sick. You know, that kind of thing. And we don't want that to happen. So, yeah, it's okay to gush. It really is okay to gush. I've got one now that it's not an Elvis song, but I got it last Saturday. So I thought, no, this one better be getting on the playlist today. So here we are with a band called Ottawan, and the song is Hands Up.
Give me your heart, give me your heart, give me, give me.
Oh, yeah. And don't you just want to walk up to somebody and grab their lapels and say, you want it, honey? You got it. To see what the reaction is. That could be quite amusing, actually. Hey, you know, if you do things like that, I mean, you know, make sure that you mean it to whoever you know. You don't want to just play around with stuff like that, but
no.
It could be fun. It could be fun, yeah, with somebody that you really feel that way about. Mm-hmm. That could be good, yeah.
Right.
I think of strange things with these songs, guys. You know, you already know that, so you know.
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, you know, it gives you a different perspective on a lot of songs.
Yes,
because nobody
true.
Looks at them quite the way I do.
I don't know if that's
nobody,
a good thing or not.
Well, I don't know either, but that's just the way it is. So, hey, you know,
that's
you might
it.
As well take it, run with it, and have a good time, right?
That's
there
right.
you go. Okay, I have, let's get this opened so I can have it in front of me, because there's a little story that goes with the next one. This was done, I don't have the date of it, but it was at the Hilton Hotel.
Yes.
And it was the night that something not so fun was going to happen. The Hilton Hotel was going to fire their maitre d'. The problem with that is that his wife had cancer.
Okay.
So here is the little story that was with that. Okay.
Yes.
Closing night of Elvis Presley's August-September 1973 engagement at the Las Vegas Hilton. There's the date for you guys. Elvis was known for pulling some goofy stunts on closing nights. No kidding. Okay. And this closing night was no exception. For example, he was carried on stage piggyback by Lamar Fike, while Elvis had a monkey doll on his back. And you can see the monkey on the album cover.
Yeah.
Okay, then. More than one way to have a monkey on your back, I guess. He sang the lyrics to Bridge Over Troubled Water when the band started playing Suspicious Minds. Yeah, that sounds like Elvis. He ad-libbed joke lyrics to many of the songs. Probably goofiest on all, he sang What Now, My Love, while laying on a bed that was rolled out on stage. Oh, is that supposed to be a hint? That bed was a hint? What now, huh? Huh? What now? What now? Okay. That's just my brain, guys. That was not in the story. One thing that is noticeable on this CD is that Elvis was in a bad mood, with most of his venom being directed at the staff of the Hilton. And just an aside, when I heard this song, I told him that I got the feeling he did not want to be there. He was cracking funny and making jokes about it, but it was because he didn't want to be there. And this will tell you why. This will tell you why. He was particularly mad that the Hilton intended to fire his friend Mario, who worked in the hotel's Italian restaurant. He mentions this during the concert. He complains about the acoustics in the hotel's concert hall, too. This isn't a great Elvis concert, but it's certainly a fascinating one. And the comment that he made about it was, that was the night the Hilton Hotel was going to fire the maitre d' whose wife had cancer, so I threatened never to perform there again. But they worked it out. they worked it out. And the maitre d' did not get fired. So that was a good thing because I said, good job. Good job. You know? So here is the song that he did before they worked it out. Love Me Tender.
I'd like to sing a little bit of Love Me Tender for you. That's a little bit of Love Me Tender. Speed it up. Put the scarf on and cool it. Love me tender, love me true, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong, and we'll never part. Adios, your mother. Bye-bye, Papa, too. To hell with the hotel, to hell with the hotel. Showroom, too. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I will help you all I can, cause I know you're blind. Love me, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I
always will.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Now you have to admit that was funny.
it just
the situation, you know. Mm. But nobody much knew what was going on, so. He pulled through it, and they did work it out, and that's probably a good thing because Mario didn't get fired.
Yeah.
You know, Elvis had a little bit of pull. He had a little bit of influence, and it was a very good thing. Mario needed his job. Mario needed his job.
Isn't that the time, too, that the Colonel spoke up and told Elvis he needed to stay out of it and mind his own business?
I don't know. I didn't get that information, so I'm not going to hazard a guess. But that would surprise me. You know, I don't know if that was actually the time, but it wouldn't surprise me. But you know what? Elvis didn't listen, so it was okay. When it came to helping people, Elvis didn't much listen to what anybody else thought. He just did it. And that's one of the things I love about that man. I think it's fantastic that other people are more important than what some people think, you know? And I think that's fantastic. That's great. Okay. I have so many things to... It's okay, let's do this. All right. It's another one left over from last week. But it's great. And what struck me is that it's done by a guy named Clifford T. Ward. I could be related to this guy. Ward is my maiden name, and there were 8 kids in Grandma's family. So I could be related to this guy for all I know. I have no idea. But he did a song called A Day to Myself. And John sent this one last week.
different now from just a few weeks ago, when April was about to smile on England and I had to go. So here I am again, far from where the blackbirds sing and lanes I love to walk along, lost in my thoughts. And what of you, my love, though you're so far away, yet so close to me, in all I do and see, and so on my day off, I could have chosen monuments, historic chateaus, palaces, finding ways of improving my French. Instead I wandered out alone, here where woods and fields abound, and in a quiet corner found the resting place of English soldiers killed in war.
And I didn't even feel like putting an extra ending on that because it was just such a mellow.
It was, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
I missed the artist's name.
Clifford T. Ward.
Clifford T. Ward, okay.
And since he's from the UK, I really doubt if he's a relative. But who knows? People move back and forth across the ocean all the time.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe I'm related to every single ward in the world, for all I know. Fine with me. I guess you don't have to have met them to be related to them, so it's okay.
That's true.
All right. I've got one now that is so funny. All of these are funny. All of these in some way end up with him laughing or cracking a joke in the middle of the song, or, you know, it's so hilarious. Like one of the songs, he's making jokes all the way through it, and all of a sudden he very quietly goes, "Damn belt." So he's having problems. He's having wardrobe troubles. So, you know. Anyway, this is where he's laughing in the studio. This is not on stage. This is a studio song. It's Dog's Life.
If I had my life to live over, I know just what I'd like to be. Pampered pet, double rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care. Rub a dead and double little finger through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. If I had a bone to be picking chicken on a steak, curled up there in an easy chair, man, it won't be hard to take. I'll always be faithful, and that's what I'd be. And never bite the hand that feeds me. No siree, just lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Yeah, baby. I'd buy me a beef fillet poodle and lose my noodle over her. Chase her around all over town just to ruffle up her fur. Little model, a waterfall. Greatest gaze of puppy love you ever saw. It's called a dog's life. Bow wow, hot dog, that's what a life for me. That's good enough for me. You heard me, baby. That's good enough for me. Rope. God, let's start laughing.
BOV take six.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking, then like a baby. This is like a guy's like a whine old man. I miss it this time, we'll call a break. Call the group.
B.O.B. take seven.
One, two, three, four. Lunch, 1 hour. Joe.
B.O.B. take eight.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B.O.V. taking 11.
Bold. Bold you.
One, two, three, four.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking. Oh. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking.
B.O.V. Take 12.
Yeah, baby. Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way.
Yeah, baby. And that was just all part and parcel on the same same recording. So I just let the whole thing play. I love both of them. That particular recording of Dayton is hilarious. It kind of makes you go, huh, I wish I could see what they were doing to know what was so funny.
No telling.
Oh, because I doubt if any of them will ever tell. That's okay, I guess. All right. Okay. Time for some by Jimmy Jones. And this, I think, I don't know if this is actually two songs on one recording or what, but it's got the title of two songs with it. It's Good Timin' and Handyman by Jimmy Jones.
I'm busy 24 hours a day. my big broken heart, I know I really care.
There, yeah. They do kind of butcher the English language sometimes, don't they? come. Okay. And all he really meant was, well, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
All righty then. You know, it's like, And then you get, it's that 60s kind of slang stuff that they slipped into the songs. So... you want a feel for the 60s? Listen to the music. It'll take you there. The 70s, the same thing, because it kind of spilled over into the first half of the 70s, too. It didn't change very much until about 74, 75, and then it started changing. But, okay, Elvis. I keep expecting him to sit up and say, what? Hasn't happened yet, but who knows? Okay, this is, you're going to recognize it, okay? And it's, this is one that's a rehearsal version of Going Home.
Be talking in my unknown tongues in a minute, man. Well, I said I got a woman. Where you going? No. I don't know what I can do to improve it except just go home. This proud wild land where the wind blows free has always been a part of me. It's in my blood. I just can't get it out. For 100 miles, a man can see and be about as wild as he wants to be. He feels like shouting, all he's gotta do is shout. Where the purple mountains reach up high and look like they're gonna touch the sky. Where the canyon walls have stood for 1,000,000 years. Where the days are hot, the nights are cold, the desert sand looks just like gold. Trails were carved with sweat and blood and tears. Where the painted desert as you go by looks like a rainbow in the sky. The cactus blooms in the early morning sun. Where the night winds sing and eagles fly. Clouds paint pictures in the sky. The coyote's howl tells you when the day is done. Coming home this time, I'm gonna stay. Coming home, and I ain't never going away. My feet are itching to get back home. I've had the desert fever since I've been gone. I need some love, it's so bad that I can't see. When a woman looks you in the eye, you know it takes a man to satisfy. Thinking about them girls is killing me. Going home, going home, going home, going home.
Yep, he gonna be speaking in unknown tongues here pretty quick. Why not? That's all right. He can do that. We'll let him. We'll let him do almost anything he wants to, won't we?
Yeah.
You betcha. You yeah. Okay. Here's a really cool one. You guys remember the song Tennessee Walls?
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that you have heard Eva Cassidy do it before, because I'd never heard Eva Cassidy do it. I'd heard crap. Here, I've got her face right in front of me, and I can Teresa Brewer. I heard Teresa Brewer do it. A couple of country western guys do it. Willie Nelson was one of them. He did it, and Elvis even played at it once. But here is Eva Cassidy doing a Tennessee Waltz.
Great singer.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend happened to meet. I introduced her to my darling, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me.
Sing it quite like that, can they?
No. She was a great singer.
Yeah, she was. You know, cancer is a very terrible enemy.
Mm.
And unfortunately, you can't rag and rail against it. You can't talk to it and change its mind, because it's not a one single living entity. It's a disease. And I wish we could yell at it and order it to go away and all that stuff, but it just doesn't work that way. So we lose a lot. We lose a lot to cancer. But boy, I tell you, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't lose. You know, my aunt, she just is just getting well from a blood disease, but a blood infection, actually. But she had cancer before I was born. And she was cured of that, and she's been cancer-free ever since, and she is over 90 now. She's 91, I believe, now. So And I have another uncle who just had his 90th birthday. I just mailed his birthday card yesterday. So he's hanging in there, and he's had a broken back. He owned a logging company. He's had some real bad stuff happen to him, but he's had God on his side, and he's come out of it. So, you know, we don't always lose
no.
to cancer and other diseases and other happenstances. We don't always lose. You know, we got God on our side, and there are times that we win completely. So we need to remember that. It's hard sometimes, but we need to remember that. And I want to let you know that all of the songs today so far, except my opener, have been sent to me by John. I am sort of acting as John's DJ today.
Yeah.
I do have a request from Brandon and a request from Susan that John didn't send me, but
yeah, I forgot to send mine.
Yeah, you did, but you know, tomorrow's another day, and we've just got some wonderful, wonderful songs today. So thank you, John, for that, because honey, this is your show. All right. So what we're doing now is, oh, you guys are gonna love this one. This is another version of Love Me Tender, okay? He's doing this on stage. He's kissing 10 million ladies across the front. One of them gets loose up on the stage, and he goes, oh, my, and he starts laughing, and he says, okay, that's after he kisses her and sends her away. He's like, okay, that's all. He just, you know, when I was watching that video, I can see him being pulled down off the stage and just mauled to death. So it was a good thing he finally called a halt to it, because it was getting dangerous. I could see it was really getting dangerous. But you know him, he wants to kiss as many ladies as he can because they just love him for it. And you should hear some of the comments they make that just send him laughing. He just thinks it's hilarious. And I love that. I love that. He doesn't take it seriously. He just laughs at it, and I love it. So here's Elvis doing a stage version of Love Me Tender.
I'd like to sing a little bit of my first movie song, which was Love Me Tender, so I'd like to sing a little bit. I love little baby ducks. Love me tender, love me true. Never, God Almighty, let me go. You have made my dreams come true. Take it easy, take it easy. And I love you so. You just got a head, you ain't got no body. Love me tender. Wait a minute, I gotta take this animal and put it up. What do you think of this? Oh my darling, what am I doing? I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear. Tell me you're my... Give it up, honey. I love you, and I always will. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just laughed. He thought it was hilarious. I love the way he laughed it off. I think that's beautiful. He didn't ever take it seriously. He didn't ever take it seriously. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You take that kind of stuff seriously, and you're going to end up broken. And, you know, that didn't happen to him, not that way anyway, and I like that. I like that. Okay, let's do another Jimmy Jones song. I got one more. So where is it? It's down here somewhere. There it is. This one's called That's When I Cried.
I was passing by the church house, just like I always do. Someone was getting married, so I peeped in to see who. Climbed up on a ladder to get a better view, and packed my soul to my surprise, my darling, it was you. That's when I cried.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
This is Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte, hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
How you doing?
Is this Jenny?
Yes.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh,
great.
Hot.
Huh?
Very hot.
Oh, it's hot here. I'll tell you that. I'm sitting out on the screen porch here eating a cheeseburger right now. It's a lot of fun here in the South, I guess.
How hot is it there?
It's probably close to 90 degrees, Jenny. It is really hot here today. You know, I live on the river down here. I have all these boats going by, and I keep thinking I need to get out there on that river.
Yeah, you need to get out on the river. It cooled down to 100 here today. It cooled down to 100 here today. It was 104 yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of go, somebody says it's really hot here and tells me it's 90. I go, yeah, right.
Jenny, last time I talked to you, you were looking to buy a home somewhere. Where did you get settled? Did you find you something?
No, I haven't been settled yet. I'm on hold. They're waiting for the appraisal, and there is something that needs repaired, and we're going to see if that's going to get done or if I have to do it when I get there. But, I'm afraid of what the condition the house is going to get in if we wait till I get there. So I'm trying to talk the seller into doing it. And it's got to have an appraisal before we can sign paper. Well,
oh, yeah,
when you buy
sure.
a place, when you buy a place as is, they don't have to do jack.
Oh, I know that.
So,
I know that,
so you got to talk. That's what I'm talking real sweet and being real nice and seeing if I can talk her into using her insurance to have that storm damage fixed, because it has taken place in the past year, and her insurance will pay for it. I don't own the place. I can't get insurance on it yet, so I can't take care of it yet. And when I get there and I get it insured, it will have happened previously, so I still can't get it fixed. I'll have to fix it myself somehow. Get the ladder out, take the wall off, do whatever, you know.
Now, if you thought, Jenny, you know, my home was hit by Sally, which was a huge hurricane, and it happened August the 16th. And it's been 9 months. It's been 9 months since it happened. And I've been working diligently on trying to get my home together. And I am finally right now, they're down at my boathouse right now, fixing it. I mean, it just about got blown away. Really, really did. And the first thing they put up out there, guess what it is? The American flag. So I've got it just a blowing in the wind. I'm just so glad about that. July 4th.
Good,
but anyway,
good.
You know, we live in Storm Alley down here, and we do have a lot of storms, but it's beautiful down here, truly, truly. Now, you're on the radio right now, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
you're on my show, honey. You are on my show. People can hear you talking.
Here, let me fix my hair. I might need a little lipstick if I'm on your show, honey. You're just great. I love to listen to you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You really are.
Thank you. Yeah, when I do get moved, I'll be moving to Georgia. I'll just be a couple of hours away from Shauna. So Georgia had better watch out.
I was going to say, yeah. Do you really think Georgia can handle that?
We'll find out. We will find out.
So that's where you're headed, is to Georgia. I hear there's
yes.
a lot of really, really beautiful homes there. I've heard that.
Well,
really,
honey,
nice.
I'm buying a mobile home. I'm buying a mobile home.
You are.
I'm going to be retiring, so I have to be able to afford it on my retirement pension, and a big beautiful home ain't it?
Retire or retread, right? It's one or the
other. It's on a lake. So, and it's a half acre, so I own the property, and I own a bit of the beach.
Oh.
So I'm going to be all right. I live in a tent.
You better
get okay.
some tie down. You be sure to get tied down.
It's already tied
Maybe
down, honey. It's already tied down.
Okay.
That home, that mobile okay. home is 30 years old. It's already tied down. I don't got to do nothing except fix that one end where there's a corner that got storm damaged. That's all I got to do to that, baby.
Okay, and buying it as is, I guess when you wrote that contract, they probably came off the price a little, huh? You think?
Well, it wasn't that expensive to begin with.
Oh, okay.
It's a 30-year-old home. It wasn't that expensive to begin with. So it's just a question of if she doesn't fix it, I'll get out my hammer and nails and my aluminum sheeting and my spray foam insulation, and I'll go to town and fix it myself.
Lord.
I can do that.
Bring a video camera to that. Now that's gonna be something.
Yeah, there
great.
You go. Well, I'll get one of the neighbors up there with the video camera. That'll be okay. And then maybe they'll feel sorry for me, and I'll get some help. But I am not gonna hold my breath for that. You know that. But you know,
oh,
hey, I grew up in a construction family, so I know how to jury rig stuff.
Well,
it's
maybe
not.
You're right about the insurance. If she could work with you on that, it probably would save you some money for sure.
Oh, it probably will, but it's, honey, it's not going to happen.
Not if you wrote it down.
I asked a week ago. I have heard not word one. It's not going to happen. So I am not going to hold my breath. I'm just going to plan on how to do it and get it done myself. And it's all good. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well, I just hope when you get there, you're just happy as you can be.
You're
going
to
meet a lot
yes.
of new people. And it's a really
yes.
fun place to live. There's a lot goes on there. Wonderful shopping.
Honey, well, not where I am. I don't live close to any town. I live a half hour away from any town.
Oh, my goodness. You
yes,
do.
Thank you, God. That's what I wanted. That's how I want it. And I'm
really?
Good with that.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I have neighbors a couple of blocks away, and there's a community center that have activities I can take part or not take part. I'm not so much a joiner, but I'll get down there a couple times. But, yeah, I don't want to live in a town. I'll drive a half hour to go shopping or whatever. I'm good with that.
Let's
or order it online.
I better get on my way here. I've got to pick this cheeseburger up. I wish you were here with me, Jenny. I'd share with you.
Oh, wow. That would be good.
We can sit out here and have a hamburger. I would love that. One of these days, maybe I'll get to meet you. I'd love to. Well, thanks
well,
for entertaining
someday.
Me so well, girl. You're a doll. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. And who knows, when I'm in Georgia, we'll be closer, so maybe we will get to be together.
Oh, that would be lovely. Truly
lovely.
That would
be fun.
Bless you.
That
would
be fun.
Bless you, keep you, darling. Okay.
Okay, sweetie, we shall talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. That was kind of cool, have Charlotte call.
Yeah. Nice. Bless her.
She's a talker, but she's fun.
She's bubbly.
I'm glad she called. Haven't heard from her for a while, so that was kind of nice. That was really kind of nice. Okay, it's time for another Elvis song. How about a funny version of Hound Dog?
Why not?
I think we could handle that. Yeah. This one made me laugh out loud. You got to hear this. This... Okay, here we go. Elvis's funny version of Hound Dog. This is hilarious.
When I tried to think of a special song for tonight, you know, a message song, something to really say something, this is what I came up with. I sniveled and, you know, I looked her square in the eye because it's all she had was one big square eye, man. I said, baby. She said, She was a little weird, too, you know. She had a guitar on. We're both going, So I said, baby. She said, deeper, deeper. I said, baby. They're going to come get me, man. I know it. They're going to take me away for another 9 years. So I got up very close to her, you know, right up in her face, and she fell off the stool. And oh God. I watched the sweat fall on the floor for a while, you know. And I got right up into her face, and I said, baby. So she thought I was a frog. She left, you know. So I was sitting there by myself looking at the floor and laughing like a fool, you know. People going by, look at that freak leaning over there laughing, man. So I got up very close to her, and I said, baby. She said, what? Oh, Lord, have mercy, man. I said, I sniggered. She got mad and left again, you know. I said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. They're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. They're crying all the time. Nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
a hound dog, right on the time. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. Well, you ain't never heard of me. You ain't no friend of mine.
Ooh, did you hear that ending? Hey, I love it. Oh, yes. I love it when he's laughing, you know, because when he does something like that, he's being himself, flat out, all the way across the board, being himself, and his laugh makes people happy.
Oh, it does, yes.
His laugh just makes people happy, you know, and seeing that smile.
It's to die for.
Only I don't want to die. I just want to see the smile. But you could die happy after that. That's how it is. Okay, I'm going to play Brandon's request. And I know Brandon's not listening to us today because he went to a movie with his dad. But that's okay. I'm going to play his request anyway. It's Jerry Lee Lewis. So we can play that. And it's called Big Legged Woman.
Big Legged Woman, keep your dresses down. You got something, baby, that'll make a bulldog or a hound. Big Legged Mama, keep your dresses down, y'all. I swear, honey, you got something up under there. And make me wanna lay you down. Little break now. She rolled her belly like she rolled her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you gotta have some more big lady. You got something, baby. Like a bulldog or a hound.
If you were listening to the lyrics instead of just the beat of the music and stuff. But it was fun. It's fun. If you don't dwell on it too much, it's fun. Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay, how about another one that John sent of Elvis? And this is a version of Wooden Heart, Moosey Ben. And it did make a point of having both of those phrases in the title, Wooden Heart, Moosey Din. So here we go.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Moosey den, schon steht der Leine Haus.
Oh, steht der Leine Haus.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Moosey den, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Moosey den, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir, wie du wirklich sollst, 'cause I don't have a word.
That was a cute scene in that movie too. Uh-huh.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It really was. One of my favorite scenes, actually. That one, and then when he's singing the lullaby to the baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are my two favorite scenes in that movie. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we can all sigh and get past that now. It's time for the next rockin' song. This is also from John last week that I didn't have time to get to. So it's by a band called Free, a group called Free. And I have played some stuff from them before. So they're not particularly new, but I hadn't heard this song before. And I like it. It's called Wishing Well.
Town, singing your blues. in the wishing well.
There you go. That's a good rocking song.
It
and it rocks all the way through. Oh, yeah. Okay. Time for another Elvis song. And I like this one. This is a rehearsal of She Wears My Ring.
Nice.
And think about it, guys. Think about it. Because there are a lot of different scenarios in which you would wear a guy's ring. There are a lot of different scenarios in which he would offer a ring to you. And not very many of them, I mean, only one of them includes marriage. So marriage doesn't have to be part of it. Toss that out. You don't have to think about that. But if you accept a guy's ring, it does mean something. And it is showing everyone that you belong to somebody. So you don't want to play with that. You know, that's something that means something to your heart and that guy's heart. That's important. You don't play with that. It doesn't have to be marriage. You know, it doesn't have to be marriage. It doesn't have to be engagement. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It just means that your heart belongs to him. And he wants your heart. That's what it means. So don't trifle with that. It's not a small thing. Okay, so here's a rehearsal version of She Wears My Ring.
Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Cast six. All quiet.
She wears you're ready, you're knocking over stools and everything.
I'll get seven also.
It's hard to do with cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh Lord. Charlie, why don't you get your hands on out of now, cool.
She
sounds funny as hell.
She goddamn.
Just want to get my earphone. Here, just one earphone.
She
she what
now?
she.
You hit the son of a bitch. Oh, Lord.
She.
Where is it, Janie? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What?
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally. With loving care I place it on her face.
No, I'm sorry.
And that was it. Short and sweet. Just the rehearsal part. You don't get the whole song. Just the rehearsal part. You don't get the recording part. Just the rehearsal part. But we got to hear the last part. Yeah. We got to hear the last part. So that was good. That was good. Okay. Susan's request, and this is really kind of cool. You'll recognize it when you hear it, though a lot of people don't recognize it from the title. It's Santana, and the song is called Smooth.
Just like the ocean, under the moon,
All right. Santana's always good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're always good. Hey. Hey, you guys. I took the thing about the ring way too seriously. I was talking in generalities, and it wasn't a serious thing, so scratch it, okay? Forget I said anything at all. Never mind. Never mind. When you start taking things seriously and applying it to certain situations, that's not any fun anymore. And, yeah, that's not what it was meant to be. So, okay, we're just going to forget about it. We're going to forget I said anything. It was a fun song. It was a rehearsal song. And we got to hear Elvis laugh. And that was the point of it, okay? So, let's do another. Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is a rehearsal. Four false starts. Four false starts. Love it, love it, love it. It's on November 11th of 1970. Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I'd like to do a very beautiful song for you, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute, this is the wrong move. Hold on a minute. This was real after this song. Charlie, you fool.
Let go of my cord. Leave my cord for a minute.
You ain't about pulling your cord out. Now get serious over that, I really am, you know. What's that?
I will lay me down, oh, like a bridge
I will comfort you. I'll take your heart.
But the finish was great. But it's that's what makes it fun, though, is that he doesn't have to stick to any formula, and if it screws up, he just makes a joke out of it, and that's fine. Sometimes he screws up on purpose, you know. It's okay. It really is okay. Makes it fun. All right, I've got Fever, live from 1973, and he changed the lyrics. So listen to it because it's hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
Myrna Smith and J.D. Summer had a very mad affair. When their wives and husbands caught him, he saw nothing but teeth and hair. Fever when his woman died. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight's up the daytime. Moonlight's a coolie chalice tonight. I light up when you call my name. Hell, I know that one. You need me right. You give me fever.
Oh.
Fever when you hold me tight. Damn belt. Fever in the morning. A fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill her, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare." She had a deep voice. When she kissed him,
She said, JD. He said, yo, baby.
Fever on the moonlight. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made.
Nothing.
Cats were born. Give you fever. I'm allergic to cats. Fahrenheit or Siamese, they give you fever. Now listen. Let me kiss you.
Oh, cool it. Cool it.
You fools. You know, cool it. Really, just behave. I said, cool it. Fever! To you, silly sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chuck, 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 chuck.
You hear all that laughing after the song's over, it makes you wonder what is going on stage.
I was thinking that myself.
Yeah, what are they doing back there? Okay. But we'll never know. We will never know. Maybe that's a good thing. All right. Here's one that he gave me last week that I didn't get to, and it's by Keith Harkin, and it's called Daisy Fields.
I met her by the Daisy Fields when we were 18. And I can remember how it feels, but she meant everything. I met her by Daisy Fields when we were 18. I can't remember how it feels, but she meant everything to me. Monday to Wednesday week, I'd meet her anytime, anywhere. Oh, Mary, please remember me, and I'll take you right back there. Oh, sweet Daisy Fields. Oh, 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 sweet Daisy Fields. I met her by Daisy Fields when we were 18, and I can't remember how it feels. Oh, Mary, please believe me. Person that seems much older now, my pride's not there. Oh, Mary,
Stuff when you're 18 and you think about it 10 years or 20 years or 30 years later, and yeah, you wonder, is it still there? And you go to see, and sometimes it is, and a lot of times it isn't. You've got a daisy field that you had this wonderful time in with the person you loved when you were 18, and then you go back to see it when you're 30 and there's a house on it.
Yeah.
Or an apartment building or a grocery store. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Ruins the whole memory, man, you know. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if some things could just stay static? Well, unfortunately, that doesn't happen very often. That's sad. That's sad. Well, hey, guys, I've only got 7 minutes left, and I've got a 3.5 minute song. So I've got 4 minutes left to kind of ask you, okay, what you think?
That was great, Jenny. Enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it
show.
Very much. Good. Good.
Awesome.
Good choices, John.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, John chose all but, three of the songs today were four of the songs were John's choice. So
fantastic.
It was a good, it was a really good show, you know, and I love that. I like to mix it up with everybody, but when I have leftover songs that John sent me from the week before, I want to get those played. So, but he gave me a lot of Elvis laughing songs for today, and I am really, really thankful for that because I needed that.
I do feel
a lot better now. Who knows what I'm going to feel like 2 hours from now. It's been one of those days. But for right now, I feel pretty decent. And a lot of it's due to those songs. You know, just the laughing. The laughing. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. And it was contagious. And it makes you feel good. And that's the whole point. So I am glad and very thankful that he sent us those songs for today. It's wonderful. And
thank you, John.
I think we had a good song from Brandon and a good song from Susan. You know, I like Santana, and I think Smooth was a good song, Susan. Don't worry about that, okay? If I didn't like it, I wouldn't have played it. That's just how I am, honey. This is my show, and if I don't like a song, I don't have to play it. So I played it. That meant I liked it. So you're cool, girl. You're cool. It's all right. So there you go. And all of you that don't like Jerry Lee Lewis, that's okay. You don't have to. There's no law written that says you have to like Jerry Lee Lewis. But he's got some dang good music. So maybe you could just divorce him from the music and like the music. Not a real great person, but, you know, his music was good. So deal with it that way. It's all right. You can separate the two. It's okay to do that. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that joined me. Thank you, Anne and Susan. It's wonderful having you ladies here. I really, really do enjoy having you here with me.
Susan,
every show.
Why do you call me Susan at the end of every show? I'm sorry, honey.
I do that. I am so sorry, girl. I am sorry. I know your name is Sue, not Susan. Susan lives in the UK and you live in Texas. So, okay, I am sorry.
That's right.
I will try to do better because I know your name's not Susan. I have a really bad habit of taking someone's nickname and extending it into their given name, their full given name, and that's not the case with you. Your name is Sue. So I'm sorry. I really do apologize
from my
heart.
That's
Okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. It bothers me when I do that because it kind of bothers you. That's not your name, and I shouldn't be calling you that. So I will, right now, making up my mind, I will not do that anymore because I know. I know.
Well, you
know
start
better.
Out with Sue, and you always end up with Susan.
Isn't that stupid? And that's just stupid. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I can change that. Right now I'm just pounding it into my head. When you hear this little quiet moment, that's the hammer hitting Sue. Oh,
okay,
it'll get better,
I enjoyed
girl.
The show. Thank you, and thank John, and y'all all have a good evening, and I will see y'all at church tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, and I will appreciate you being there, Sue. Oh, darling. Honey, you know I love you. I don't mean to do that. That's kind of disrespectful, and I really, really am sorry. I really am. So just know.
No worries.
It's not on purpose, and I'm going to fix it. So it's okay. Thank you, everybody in the chat. You guys are wicked, but I like it. And everybody that clicked on the links in the groups and joined us that way, thank you for doing that. And do it anytime because this show is recorded, and about 15 minutes after the show is over, you should be able to listen to the recorded version anytime you want to. All you have to do is click that same link. Nothing special to do, no great difficulty to it. Anytime you want to, click the link, and there's the show. So thank you so much, guys. Tomorrow is the Gospel Hour times 2, and it'll be at the same time on the same Bat Channel, and 2 hours. And we'll have some fantastic music, and John will be contributing again, and we'll have some, I'll probably preach. That's something I do, so I'll probably join us for church tomorrow. Yes, and you're going to love it. We love it, and we love you. God bless y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, okay? Bye for now.
Okay.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Night.
Good night, Ian.
Good night, Sue.
I love you. Because you understand it. I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. Most of all, I love you 'cause you're you.
I love you because my heart is lighter. honey. Every time I'm walking by your side. And I love you. Yes, I love you because the future's just a little bit brighter. And the door to my happiness, you open wide.
No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause